Today, I want to talk about the consequences of burning down art history. At least one of the major consequences. I'm sure there's much more than what we're going to discuss today. But it's going to change our identity. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, tagging a friend. Really appreciate it. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HTBT in a memo field. Become a member of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to the conference. Sign up. Buy tickets. It's super cheap. It's never going to be cheaper to fly to get an Airbnb or a hotel. I was looking at the Fight Laugh Feast Facebook family party, and someone didn't realize that Rod Martin was going to be there. For those of you who don't know, Rod Martin was one of the co-founders of PayPal. I'm actually on a nonprofit board with him. He will be at the conference and he will be speaking. He is a really great guy, a futurist, very intelligent, and somebody that is worth getting to know. So Rod Martin's going to be there. Tons of other great guests are going to be there. We're going to be there. I'd love to meet you. Go over to the Fight Laugh Feast Network, become a member, get the big discount that pays for itself, and then get some tickets to the Fight Laugh Feast Network. It's going to be a really good time. I did not have a podcast yesterday because I was just enjoying Father's Day too much. And honestly, I forgot it was Father's Day until the day before. And I didn't plan a podcast and I just was enjoying my family. And quite honestly, I realized I wanted to be with my family more than I wanted to have a podcast. So that's that. I am going to be gone traveling to another state Thursday and I will be gone all Friday. So we're not going to have Reformed Jellicle and we're not going to have another How to Build a Tent for Friday. I apologize for that, but I have some things in the works and I really would appreciate you praying about it. I really hope this works out and I can share it with you. This is kingdom building stuff. We're watching again for the second time Breaking Bad. And Walter White is asked by Jesse, are you in the meth business or are you in the money business? And he said, I'm in the empire building business. And if this deal goes through and this thing happens, we're going to be making some empire moves for Jesus. Now, obviously, God's got to bless it. He's got to be in it. But if he is and blesses it, makes this deal happen, there's going to be so many cool things happening for the kingdom, discipleship, and all that stuff. I'm really excited about it. So stay tuned with that. But all that to say is I will not be having a show on Friday and we won't be having Reformed Jellicle as well. All right. This is what I was thinking about when I saw these statues being burned down. First, I was kind of laughing because some of them are ridiculous. They're burning down expressions, symbols of the systemic racism, and they're burning down statues of people that helped free the slaves. And they're burning down statues for people that were fighting the same fight that they're pretending to be a part of. And I say pretending because this movement has been hijacked. This movement isn't what it's claiming to be. It's a Trojan horse, just like critical race theory, just like so many other destructive ideologies that have come into organizations, to countries, and things like that. And the reason that I got really sad about what is happening with these statues being burned down or taken down, not because of the statues in and of themselves, but the history that they represent and the history that we are erasing. Because it's not just we're burning down statues. It's that we don't want to remember them. We don't want to learn of them. We don't want to see them. We don't want them as part of our culture today. And that is very sad for a few reasons, but this one specifically is that we are losing the foundations of what created our identity as Americans. And if you think about it, through the different hierarchies or the different spheres of sovereignty, the spheres of authority that God gives us, there's an identity that's attached with them. Now, it's true that our identity is ultimately in Christ. But he doesn't make us all robots, which is kind of interesting, right? We have different pieces, and you're talking about the church. We are all different members of the body, but yet we are all still called to be Christ-like. But we are called to be Christ-like in specific member ways that God has created us for. It's very interesting, the uniqueness, but the unity at the same time that is in Christ. And I think that's true with individuals. We have our own identity. I am called to pursue Christ and be Christ, as much Christ-like as possible, but I'm not called to be like you, and you're not called to be like me. There's certain things that I need to be doing to be faithful to what Christ has called me to be, how I act, how I behave. Not that there is different morality or different standards, but like I might be called to be more assertive and be more confrontational, and a pastor may be more of a shepherd and not so much on a podcast calling people out, mocking people. Like, we have different roles. We have different identities. Same too with our family. Our families have different identities. They have different brands, if you want to say it from a business perspective, our churches. And so does our government. And so does our nations. And you think about it from the Old Testament with the Jewish people. Well, they were known as being the stiff-necked, the least of the nations. I said God shows them because their identity was the least. They were the most stiff-necked people, it says in the Old Testament. That was their identity. That was who they were. Conversely, the United States was the greatest nation. It was the best nation. It was the nation that was the most impactful for the quality of life, not just of the nation itself, but throughout the whole world, our whole lives. In fact, I dare to say a majority of the world's lives are different because of the United States in a positive way. Now, that is not to say that we're perfect. It is not to say that there are not scars, wounds, and there's not these sins that need to be repented of that we partially did, maybe not in the correct way, specifically like slavery, just the rejection of God. I mean, look at today, definitely not a great country anymore, but we were founded that way. The principles that we had, the things that we overcame, the struggles, the mindset, the entrepreneurial spirit, and that's where it comes into this business podcast, is when we take away our identity, we lose who we are. And that is a sad, destructive thing when it's one of the, if not the greatest nation to ever walk this earth. And I say that again, knowing that we are not a Christian nation anymore, and we are not living on the foundational principles that made us great. And we definitely have a lot of repenting to do. I'm not arguing that whatsoever. We all need to be pursuing Christ as a nation corporately and as individual citizens of the United States. We should be looking to identify Christ, build out the kingdom. I'm not trying to make some kind of conservative Christian equivalence. But what I'm saying is this: there are certain characteristics that made America and Americans. One of them was the can-do spirit, entrepreneurship. It was baked into our laws. That's why we have property rights. That's why we have intellectual property rights. That's why we have patents, copyrights, the whole gambit. It's because we believed in entrepreneurship. We believed in your ability to grow, make wealth, take risks, and have the responsibility yourself. And with that responsibility, you could overcome adversities, trials, other people, systems, cultures. You could be anything you wanted in the free world. People piled in, Irish people, Italian people, all spectrums of Europe. People could make for themselves what they wanted, even though they came from different cultures throughout Europe. Yes, not all Europe is one culture. And we're erasing all of that. We're erasing the stories of even the black people that were slaves in the United States and came out of that. We're rebranding Aunt Jemima syrup, which the lady was a slave, became free, took her recipe she made as a slave owner and made a brand out of it, made a company out of it, and sold it off to a company. And they want to, and they are, from what I understand, removing that. That story, listen to me, Aunt Jemima could be one of the most important black figures for the black community in the whole history of the United States. And I mean it in this way. Because of how indoctrinated the black community has been in the United States, specifically in the United States, not black people in the world, not as a ethnic group, because you talk to Africans that are black, you talk to the Caribbean, is that what you say? The Caribbean black people, like the people that come to, especially I'm getting to know them a lot in Florida, that come from the Caribbean, they come up here, their mindset's completely different. So the people that have grown up in the United States that are black have had this mentality given to them that they cannot win, that they cannot overcome because of the systemic racism, because of the white people holding them down, the privilege that has been pressed against them, that they cannot win. And yet you can point to Aunt Jemima. You can point to the syrup that they probably eat on their waffles and pancakes for breakfast. And you could say, this woman had it 100 times worse than you. She was an actual slave. And you know what she did? She went out and started a company. She overcame what you can never imagine happened to you in today's age. It is no equivalence. And she made something for herself. She made something for her family that lasted for decades and decades and decades. And so can you. And when we tear down our statues, when we tear down these symbols, because there is racism, because there are these sins and these scars that, again, I'm not excusing. I'm not making any kinds of, virtue in. But that is part of our identity, is overcoming as Americans, that we can do it, the can-do spirit, that no matter what the adversity, no matter who the villain is we're going to rally together and overcome. And every statue that gets pushed down removes and erases those stories from our mind. You think about movies like Rudy, the small kid never going to make it in football. He had the genetic adversity. He was not going to make it in football because of his size. But he got to play in one play because, or several plays in one game, because of his persistence to overcome, to determination. That is an American story. And that movie resonates with Americans because that was part of our identity. And those pieces of our identity are needed more than ever today. Of course we need to Christ. Of course we need to submit to him. But when we do, those things come about. Because we were founded as that Christian nation. We were founded based on the Bible. You read John Locke's 2 Treaties of Government. And those are the cultural norms. Those are the identity, the brand that came out of the foundation of the Bible. And every statue that is pushed over not only erases the foundations, but erases the trials, the adversity, the hardships, the sins, the missteps that we overcame. We need those in our history. We need those in our minds, because those are the stories that will create and propel us and give us the boldness to try and overcome future hardships, future adversities. And if we take that away and we don't know who we are and we don't have those things that made this country great anymore in our mind, we don't have those mindsets, we're not going to be the greatest country anymore. We're going to be like every other country. And that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. And we need to fight, guys. We need to fight. The silent majority is a culpable majority. The silent majority is a responsible majority. We're putting our talents in the dirt and watching people spit, kick, and defecate all over it. And the silent majority is content with that, apparently. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.